Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another song and a Bible reading for the day. I hope it's a blessing to you as it is to me. I just love to start the day getting the Word of God working in your mind and in your heart, and also a song. And you know, the thing is, it's not just about in your mind, but it works in our spirits, and that's where it brings forth fruit that we don't even see. And so it's a pretty amazing thing, and it's a pretty miraculous thing. It goes beyond what we can see or think. So thank you for giving yourself access by way of the Word of the Lord for the Lord to work in your life. It's a beautiful, calm morning here, a little earlier than I usually get out, because today I have to take Gabe and I are going in to do some state testing for his schooling. He schools from home, as does Nate, and he has to go into Muskogee to do this. We're all new to this U.S. type of school stuff, so there's these state tests. I don't know much about him. All I know is that he's got to go in and do it, and so I'll have a little bit of time around Muskogee to get some errands done, and we'll see. What else can I say? Thank you so much, everyone who came to support us for our live stream last night. They're always such a good time, and we just love playing for you all, and we hope it's a blessing for you. Some of the songs, you have to excuse us, we've never played some of them, so it's kind of fun just trying them out, and I love to see the kids just try different things. I like to see them improving, and as you notice, they're not real afraid to try a solo or try a song, and I think that's good for them as a father, I believe it is. And music has been a wonderful thing in the life of our family. Every family has their own thing, or at least they should. Some have sports, and that does a wonderful thing. Some have, say, 4-H or that sort of thing, you know, showing animals, maybe rodeos or you name it. We happen to have music. Now, we do a few sports too as well, and the kids like that, but music has been kind of our main thing, and most of them have learned to really love it and enjoy it in their way. And that has been the kind of the vehicle that a lot of them have matured with. So anyways, I'm not sure if that makes any sense. So thank you for supporting our family in what we do. We're not professional by any stretch of the imagination or smooth, nor are we really looking to be any of that. We just are happy that there are a few people that are blessed by what we do, and we're trying to do that which the Lord has given us to do. So thank you. Trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see you through. Sing when the day is bright. Sing in the darkest night every day, all the way. Let us sing, sing, sing. Trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see you through. Sing when the day is bright. Sing in the darkest night every day, all the way. Let us sing, sing, sing. Oh, I'm going to let you in on something, and it's a fault of mine. A bit of a fault. I just do not like stress, and it does not do good for me, health-wise, mind-wise, situation-wise. It just, I don't enjoy stress, and I do whatever I can to stay away from it. And the biggest thing that I do to stay away from stress is to attempt, at least, to trust in the Lord, and that He will give me what I need to deal with whatever situation. Now, the fault of it is sometimes I can be lax about some things, but it is because I'm trying to trust the Lord in it. And the older I get, I realize that the problems that I've gotten into are because of pushing things too far, or too soon. And I think we all need to learn to trust the Lord. Now, that's not the world's way of doing things. The world's way is just get it, you know, get it done. And that's my nature too. But God is wanting us to trust in Him. Let things play out sometimes. Now, no doubt there are times when He, you know, just get it done. And I know I'm being real general, so excuse me for that. But overall, we all need to learn to let go and let God, because He has a special way for those that will trust in Him, and that is peace. So, trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see you through. Sing when the day is bright. Sing in the darkest night every day. All the way, let us sing, sing, sing. So if you're feeling like you're getting all stressed, some people call it anxiety. You can get attacked by anxiety. If you're feeling that way, sing a song. Pray. Just talk to the Lord and tell Him how much you love Him, how much you trust Him, how much you know how that He can take care of things. And He's well able to bring peace into your life. And peace, I could tell you stories about how it's worked in my life. But peace is just not some mystical, spiritual thing. Peace is something that when the Lord gives it, like, it's like something you can hold in your hand. It's that tangible. Maybe someday I will tell you kind of an amazing story that I experienced about the Lord's peace and how He can give it. But we ought to live in it. All right, well, I better get on with things. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your peace. We thank You for the tools that You've given us to remind us that You love us and that You can take care of things. Lord, today I pray that Your people would be able to live stress-free, a life trusting in You, counting on You to take care of the details, not laying back, doing nothing, but allowing You to lead. Lord, teach us how to do that. Lord, bless the reading of Your word today. Just bless each and every one that's listening, especially those that might be going through trials today. I just ask that You would comfort and bring peace to every heart, to every situation. Lord, and I just claim this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're reading on in John 4. Starting in verse 26, and of course He's talking to the woman at the well. Jesus said unto her, I am that speak unto thee am He, and I that speak unto thee am He. And upon this came His disciples, and marveled that He talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot, and went her way into the city, and saith to the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto Him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said his disciples one to another, Has any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, There are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are already white to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto eternal life, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, One soweth, and another reap. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. 39. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the women, which testified, He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. And said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Now after 2 days he departed thence, and went into Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. Then, when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth. And himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. When we see the things that Jesus did and continues to do, when we really look at it, there's just no way, there's just no way we can cannot trust in him. But we seem to need to take on the responsibility of heeding his word, reading his word, seeing the things he's done, counting our blessings. It's so easy for us to look at the negative things that are going on in our life and then wonder, where God is. But we need to look at the things that he's been doing for us. And then there's no denying. So we have a responsibility on that end. I know my children and I were talking the other day about those that don't believe. I guess you call them atheists. And they just don't quite understand. They've just concentrated on the things that they maybe don't understand. They've concentrated on the things that maybe they're critical of. And in doing so, they just somehow lose faith. But if you look at the things that Jesus has said and done and fulfilled, not just in the scriptures, but in your own life, there is just no denying. And we pray for those that don't believe. But then I was reminded that by one of the kids that God said he would send a deceiving spirit. And so we pray for those that have that. And anyways, I better get going. I want to thank you for joining me today. Thank you for all the support on Facebook and YouTube. I want to thank you for all our VIP family that are supporting us month by month, all those that have bought our CD and other things. If you have not gotten your CD or your merch yet, it is coming, don't worry. And thank you so much for your support of our family in this. We just want to let the light of the Lord shine forth in the things that we do, and we're thankful for the opportunity even to have a few people be blessed by it. So thank you. All right, you have a wonderful day. Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow morning.